Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This was one of the most probably important air battles since World War II. It was just extraordinary. The alliances, the air forces that worked together, that had probably been training clandestinely for a number of weeks, maybe months. What was at stake? We could have been in World War III today.
Canada's former ambassador to Israel, Vivian Berkovich, on this program last week, when we spoke to the former ambassador about the Iranian attack on Israel. And she was very worried the night of. And she did think, she told us that, didn't think she was going to be waking up to World War III the next day, but she wasn't discounting the possibility. It is a worrisome, very worrisome development. And the question now is, did Israel attack Iran on Thursday in retaliation for Iran's missile and drone strike against Israel? Israel's not saying, and Iran claims that drones launched within its borders were shot down. So they're setting aside a requirement for the shooting by the two principal regional opponents to continue, perhaps. The head of the Iranian government, which is very happy to murder its own citizens and has done so repeatedly, said if Israel attacked Iran, it would be mere seconds before Iran returned fire. Israel's ambassador to Canada is back on the air with us. We're very privileged to have the opportunity to speak with Ambassador Ido Moed quite frequently on this program. Ambassador, thank you for coming on. How are you?
Thank you, Roy. Always a pleasure to be with you online.
What is the situation that exists now, today, between Israel and Iran? How do you define that?
So it's a very interesting, when you were talking just now, I was thinking it's not just two adversaries. There is one party that has declared very clearly it wants to destroy the other, and the other one that is defending itself. It's an aggressor against one that is defending itself, that has a recognized right to exist and to live and to prosper in a safe and stable neighborhood. And there is another one that has developed the most lethal weapon to destroy the other. And the situation is very tense because the Iranians that up until now have been hiding behind their proxies have now actually come to the front and attacked Israel directly with hundreds of drones and cruise missiles and ballistic missiles, and has continued to vow to destroy and wipe the state of Israel off the face of the earth. So this situation is extremely tense right now. Their proxies have participated in this attack. Hezbollah continues to fire and shoot at Israel as we speak. There are all kinds of projectiles. Just this week, they've managed to hit a location, an Arab village, where Israeli soldiers were stationed at that moment and wound a great number of them, significant number. So they are continuing to try and create a more dangerous situation in the north. We want to prevent any escalation, but Iran's proxies continue to do whatever Iran requires them to. And Iran itself is also continue its very dangerous posture against Israel in any way and any shape and any form. And this is why we are calling now the international community to designate the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps as a terror organization. This is the arm that Iran uses both for these missile attack and also for their connection with terrorist organization, their coordination with Hezbollah, with Hamas and all the others, and also calling for sanctions against Iran because their missile industry, their drone industry, they're all having a lot of exchange with other parts of the world to acquire components that they cannot produce themselves.
Ambassador, Israel isn't saying specifically that it was involved in attacking Iran on Thursday, if I that, unless that's changed in the last hours. But it's impossible not to deduce that that was a response. What happened inside Iran was a response from Israel, measured, and a, not actually more than a warning shot. What can you say to us about that?
Iran is a country that has a very aggressive posture. Iran uses its proxies and shoots directly. So I think the language that they understand is a language that is different than most of us. It's not diplomacy, it's not politics, but something else. I cannot refer to anything that happened last week, but I can tell you that Iran is vulnerable, and they know it. They understand it. And I hope that the message that they're getting from the region, from the international community as well, the front, the joint coalition that confronted them on the day that they attacked Israel, I hope that the message that they're getting is to step down and to stop this kind of aggressive behavior and their attempt to destroy the state of Israel, because it will not materialize. It will not work. I think that's the most important message that they've been learning this week.
Okay. Ambassador Moed, the rest of the world is engaged. Whether they're directly engaged with Israel, whether they're expressing their points of view from the sidelines, whether they're sitting on the fence like this country likes to do. But the rest of the world is engaged and concerned. How much concern does there have to be about the potential, because the outcome of such a development is unknown, the potential for a region-wide war recurring? Ambassador?
Yes, I can hear you now. Broke off for a second. Well, the threat that emanates from Iran is far beyond the Middle East. Their missile program has the capacity to reach all of Western Europe. And one should wonder, why would Iran develop such a program? If they want only to destroy Israel, what is their actual end game? And why are they acquiring means to threaten regions far beyond? And the answer is very clear. Iran is a threat not only to Israel, but to the Middle East and the whole region, and perhaps far beyond that. Arab countries understand it very clearly, and this is why we found alongside with us fighting against Iran some of our regional partners. But Iran is a very dangerous player on the global scene, and we have to remember that their planning and their plans and their intentions go far beyond just Israel.
Okay, so my question that I've been sort of mulling over the last number of days, once Iran became directly involved, and not just using their proxies, but by firing hundreds of missiles and drone strikes at Israel, how much did that change the equation? And I hate the cliche, stuff the genie back in the bottle, because it wasn't much of a bottle to begin with. But has this just made the situation far more tense, far more volatile, and far more concerning?
In many ways, it has, because as you very rightly point out, Iran trying to face Israel directly creates a situation where things can escalate very quickly. We have no interest in a regional war and a broad-scale war. It has we are trying to do whatever we can. Also, when we are fighting Hamas and when we are confronting Hezbollah in the north, we're trying to, as much as possible, contain our reactions. But it's a very dangerous development because, as I said earlier, we're in a neighborhood where force is using the use of force is part of the language that is required in order for us to maintain our existence. Israel is a small country. It cannot afford to lose the war. We have to make sure that our opponents and our adversaries and our enemies understand that it is not worth their while to attack us. So that means that there is a need to use force every now and then. And so the situation is very dangerous. This is, again, a call for the international community to message to Iran in any way, shape, or form that they're playing a very dangerous game that is not tolerated by the international community. So be it condemnation by the G7 or the United Nations Security Council or any other international forum, but specifically also targeting the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and adding them to the sanctions list so that their leaders will be held responsible for what they are doing right now and the dangerous escalation that they have caused very recently. So perhaps, as you said, the situation can stabilize again. I agree with you, genie in the bottle, it's long out, but perhaps we can create a new situation that it does not further escalate.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.